Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a saying that went around in the business world a little while back, and I think it's appropriate for us today. And the phrase was, "What got you here won't get you there." There's a good sense, you know, the ways of the past often don't take you into the future. And in the case of business, I would assume that works because you have to constantly retool and refit and make things work for whatever environment you're in. I think sometimes the church wants to think that what got us here will keep us here and will keep us moving forward. And some of that is true. There's lots of things that will help us keep going into the future. But there are also some struggles with that for us in the church. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But first, let's talk about these fishermen that started following Jesus. Instantaneously, it seems, right? In Mark's gospel, it's always like, whatever they did, immediately they left their nets and followed him, right? Immediately. And then even James and John leave Zebedee in the boat. I mean, he's got literally the net in his hands, and they walk away from him as they're, well, wait, where are you going? Jesus calls the disciples, Simon and Andrew and Peter, and Simon Peter, and James and John, and immediately they follow him. They were fishermen. They were well-known fishermen. They were pretty successful fishermen. It was a family business. The tools that they used were worked well. The net, as they threw it into the sea, almost always caught fish. Not always, we hear in other gospels, that they don't always catch fish, but that's what the net was intended to do, and sometimes you had to clean them, and sometimes you had to mend them, but the tool was the net, and the net worked for the job. And the way that they did it was a time-honored tradition, and again, a family business. You push the boat out, you drop the nets down, and you gather the nets back up, and the fish are inside, and it's a process that was worked well and got them to where they were that day when Jesus showed up. And the boat they used, who knows how that boat came about, but it was, again, a family tradition to get in the boat together in the early times of the day when it was still cool out to go fishing and do these things. Sometimes they fished overnight, depending on the run or which fish were in season that time. It was a tried and true honored tradition. But then Jesus shows up. And basically Jesus says, what got you here won't get you there. He invites them to follow him. And as Mark comments, immediately they drop their nets. Because their nets weren't going to help them. Right? Can you imagine? I'm going to make you fishers of men. All right, let's get the nets. Not that kind of fisherman. The nets, the old tools, the things that they had used in their former life as fishermen weren't going to help them when they followed Jesus. In fact, they would have been a hindrance. These were not like little nets, you know, catching butterflies or little minnows. These were nets that took multiple people to haul in and out of the boat. Imagine if they said, well, Jesus, can we bring our nets with us? Yeah, but you got to carry them, Peter. No way. Their nets were old tools. They weren't going to get them to the next place that Jesus was calling them to be fishers of men. You gotta leave the nets behind. You gotta leave them in the boat. You gotta leave them there on the shore. They're not gonna help you when you go where Jesus is calling you to go. The old tools, they gotta go. The net, no more. And the old way of, you know, either fishing all night or the traditions of when they rose and when they slept and what they did, that way, that's got to go too, because, you know, where Jesus goes, we don't even know if we always have a place to lay our heads. If you're going to follow Jesus, it means that these old ways, these old traditions, they're going to have to go because they're not going to help you. These old ways of speaking, these old ways of doing business, they're not going to help you when you go where Jesus is calling you to go. And those boats, they're only good for one thing. Well, Jesus uses them as a lectern or a pulpit, which is really interesting. But the boat had to stay there. They couldn't bring it with them. It was too much to haul. Who knows where they were going to end up? And there were only certain bodies of water in that area, so the boat had to stay. Got to leave the old ways to follow Jesus. But Jesus doesn't say, all right, leave that past behind and now figure it out as you go forward. Imagine Jesus doing that to those fishermen. Leave all of these old things that you know so well and are tried and true, and now go forge a new path. Peter and Andrew and James and John, what would they have done? Who knows? So the thing about Jesus is when he calls the disciples to follow him, to leave the old ways, to drop the nets, to leave the boat, to just leave it all there to follow him, he says, I'm going to make you become fishers of men. I'm not going to make you make yourselves into fishers of men. I am going to make you become fishers of men. In other words, Jesus was going to equip them for the work that they were going to do. They wouldn't need nets. But what would they need? They would need the gospel. What did Jesus do, as Mark says, when he came into that area? What did Jesus start doing? Started preaching the gospel, saying, repent and believe, the kingdom of God is at hand. So Jesus said, leave the nets, leave the boat, leave the old ways, and I'm going to give you a new way. You're going to do this with the words of the gospel. You're going to proclaim them. You're going to speak them. You're going to encounter things that you've never encountered, but I'm going to give you tools that you've never had. And I'm going to teach you how to use them. So over the time that the disciples are with Jesus, they learn new tools, new ways of doing things. Yes, they were used to being in one spot, fishing one lake with one boat and all their nets, and now they were going to go all over the land. I wonder how many of them, besides maybe going to Jerusalem once or twice a year, had ever been anywhere but Galilee. Why would they need to? They had everything they needed right there. But now Jesus was going to make them become fishers of men. And in order to do that, you got to explore the territory. You got to find the fishing holes. You got to find the new spots. And just like any other fishing hole, nobody was going to tell you where they were. That was the good spot, but I can't tell you where that is. In Alaska, it was berry picking. Nobody told you where the good berry picking spots were. But Jesus was going to lead them. He was going to lead them through Tyre and Sidon and in Capernaum and in Jerusalem. And he was going to lead them across to Gennesaret, to the other side of the sea, and to these other places. Jesus was going to take them because they needed to learn the new way with the new tools. And as Jesus went, they discovered they were in a new boat. It wasn't just Peter and Andrew and James and John. It was also all of the other disciples and all of the other people that followed Jesus. They were in new territory, exciting, anxiety-producing, worrisome maybe. But there they were. They had left the old tools because what got them there wasn't going to get them where Jesus was taking them. So they had to leave it all behind and follow him. We do the same thing, right? Think about it in terms of this analogy. What are the old tools? The old things that we do time and time again, the old things that we use, the old excuses, the old hang-ups, the old ways we go about doing things. What are those things? Each of us has them. And maybe we don't even remember when Jesus first called us to follow him. We've been doing it for so long. But here's the struggle. For those of us who have been doing it so long, even some of those new tools have become old tools. We've gotten so used to throwing the net out the same way every time and expecting something different, and our nets come up empty. We try the same things. We try and quit the whatever it is we're trying to quit over and over, and we do it the same way every time, and we come up empty. We try and study the Bible the same way every time. We just open it to whatever, you know, Bible roulette Jesus leads us to. Well, it's Jeremiah this time. Yeah, good luck studying that on its own. There are new tools. Jesus calls us to leave those old things behind, those old tools and old ways and old patterns. A lot of times when we're talking with people in counseling and conversation, we talk about the old tapes or old records that play in our minds, these old phrases that are over and over and over again that go way back, even maybe before we can remember. These old phrases, well, you're not really good at singing, so maybe you shouldn't try. Well, when was the first person who told you that? I remember hearing that when I was in fifth grade, which is why I went into creative writing, which has benefited me in other ways. But somebody told me, and I don't even remember who it was. Maybe it was another fifth grader who told me I shouldn't sing because I didn't sing very well. And so guess what I don't do? I'm not in fifth grade anymore. This is an old tape, an old way. I can leave that behind. Right? I don't have to carry that with me. Jesus calls us to new ways, new life. But he doesn't just say, go and figure it out. He doesn't just leave us empty-handed and say, well, now you're on your own. Because even today, Jesus says, follow me. Follow me. You're not out there going it alone, trying to figure this all out. Jesus equips us with the things that we need in this life and into the life eternal. He gives us everything. And he teaches us how to use it. Over the years, we've learned how to use different things that we maybe wouldn't have done before. But we're never doing it alone. Even if we're by ourselves, Jesus still says, follow me. Yeah, he called Peter and Andrew and James and John, who are both brothers in both senses. They were brothers, but he also called Matthew, who was by himself. He didn't have anyone else. And yet Jesus said, follow me. He never leaves you on your own. And he gives you everything you need to, from what got you here to get you to there. He gives you the church. Yes, the church goes back a long ways, and it has changed. Boy, let me tell you, how many of us here, even in our lifetimes, can say, yeah, the church really doesn't look the same as it used to? Even as something as simple as a hymnal. Who remembers the red hymnal? TLH. Maybe the green one, the LBW. Maybe the Lutheran worship, the LW, the blue one. I mean, talk about change. And now we have this, I'm not even sure the word they use. It's not burgundy. It's probably like Merlot or something weird like that. They love words like that. It's a new way. We're able to change, you know. We're able to shift and move. Why? Because Jesus is the one doing the leading. He's the one doing the calling. He's the one doing the equipping. He's the one doing the repair and fixing when we get holes in the boat. He's the one doing the repair and fixing when the net breaks. He's the one showing us the new path, the new way. So whatever got you here, we celebrate. And we also know that Jesus is going to take us there. And we're in it to follow him. Amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds always in the one true faith. In Jesus' name, amen.